What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 39, Birth of the Dragon. All right, right back to the What's Up. Man, this has been a crazy day of filming, but in the last What's Up, we said that we were going to be covering a bunch of topics that are on the page and things that need to be talked about most recently, and there is something: the Birth of the Dragon movie. The new, I'm going to put this in quotes, Bruce Lee movie.
Quotes.
And we were supposed to cover that in the last What's Up, and we did not. So it's getting its own episode completely. I'm the only one that's seen it, so I'm going to talk about it, and they can ask me the questions, and we can get this done. So this is Reploid Bill Willingbush.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, so, first off, what are you guys expecting of this movie in general? Because I know you're kind of thinking about going to see it, and I know you've probably read a lot of things about it, and I know I've read nothing but negative.
That's all I've seen was negative. I was told that this was a bad movie, that it seemed like it had a good... The directing was good, the acting was good, but then I seen that like the story was all over the place.
For me, I kind of read it was a bit bad, but to not expect a Bruce Lee biopic.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think this movie is very good. I plan to buy it. So that tells you right off the bat. Now, we're going to talk about some stuff. One, is it historically accurate?
I'm going to say no.
From what I read, no.
No. Is it supposed to be? No.
No, because they don't know.
No, it's not supposed to be accurate at all. I had an epiphany halfway through this movie, and when it hit me what they were doing, I fell in love with this movie. Fucking fell in love with this movie. This movie, this movie replaces something in his movie lineage. Something that desperately needed replacing.
They actually got actors instead of fighters?
Game of Death is what this movie is. In a way, this movie is Game of Death. But there's a lot of things going on in this movie that are interesting. One, what's really big right now? Comic book movies. Okay, that's true. Bruce Lee is often referred to as superhuman. He's often looked at as a living superhero of his time, a legend.
As a living Goku at times.
Yes, a legend. What this movie does is it takes that aspect of the myth of Bruce Lee and it put it to life. So he is every bit as ridiculous, every bit as fast as he actually was, and then on top of it, they added features like... He's fighting a hardcore monk, okay? It starts off, and he's doing his classes and everything like this. This is 9 years before Enter the Dragon, okay? 9 years before Enter the Dragon.
That would be 1964.
Yep, it's 63, 64. Okay. I believe it starts in 63. No, it starts in 62, moves to 63. Somewhere in there. It's something like that. Now, here's basically the gist of what's going on. This monk comes, and he's, of course, Wong Jack Man, or Wong Jack Mon. I don't know how you want to say it.
I've heard it say Mon.
Many times I've heard people pronounce his name as Mon.
That's how I pronounce it.
The movie calls him Man all the time.
Wong Jack Man.
Now, regardless of that, that's not really important. Here's what's going on. You see Bruce Lee playing the hero. One of his students is in trouble for gambling. He steps up and he beats up the mafia guys.
Okay.
Playing into the idea that people sometimes believe that Bruce Lee may have been murdered. People believe that he didn't take the wrong pills and he wasn't, you know, people think, there's a lot of people out there that think that he was killed because he was opposing the mafias in, like, Chinatown and whatnot. This plays on a little bit of that aspect, showing you him opposing the mafia.
So he opposed the triad?
No, the Chinese mafia that existed in, like, Chinatown and whatnot.
Is it called the Yusuke or something like that?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that was my stupidity. The triad in China.
But regardless, he fights these guys, okay? Puts him down, saves his student. His student is like, oh, thank God for you, man, and yada yada. And he's like, and he plays the superhero bit at that point. After he fucking saves this guy, he says, you. He's like, clean your men up and go back to where you came from. He'll pay you tomorrow, unless you want to finish this right now. And of course, the bad guy is like, no. Hell no. So he picks his stuff up and he goes, okay? That's fine. We're getting the ideas of Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is very cocky. He's very arrogant. He's, the whole time, the first half of this movie as I was watching it, I was like, this is not Bruce Lee. I was like, this guy's more like an Ali, and it's not right. Like, something's off about it. It doesn't feel right.
I'm not going to sit there. Was Bruce, at times, Bruce Lee cocky?
Sometimes.
But to be fair, I have to admit that when you could do what he could do...
Yes, but but Bruce was also a teacher, and it's not often that you see... It's not often that you see this side of Bruce where he's, like, making fun of people openly and, you know, just the proclaiming side. Like, he was very much about teaching and inspiring and moving forward and things like that, and then in this, he's laughing in people's faces, and he's insulting the monk, and he's like, just face it, you're scared of me, because I'm the future, and you're the past, and you know it. Like, little things like that. It's very much, it's not right. There's another thing missing from the entire movie. Linda makes no appearance at all. Nowhere in the film, ever.
His wife.
Nowhere. She's not in the film.
Question.
Yeah.
When did they get married? We all know that Bruce Lee died July.
He should have already known her.
Okay.
He should have met her in college, and he's out of college. He's already opened his schools.
Last I heard, she was around during this main fight.
She was there.
But here's where the movie takes its turn. This is why the movie is great. It is not a Bruce Lee movie. It's a Bruce Lee movie.
Wait. It's not a Bruce Lee movie, but it is a Bruce
Lee. No. You see, Bruce Lee was a man. He was a guy. If you wanted to tell Dragon the Bruce Lee story, you can go do that. It's already been done.
Oh, yeah, they already have a movie.
This is a Bruce Lee movie.
This is more like a superhero movie.
Yes. This is the myth, the legend that was created around him. The very idea of this fight being the only fight that probably ever challenged him. The idea that they've never picked a winner. This gives you a not so much legitimate understanding into the past, while some of it is interestingly accurate. This is fun, and it is superhero. You got this monk that comes up, and they end up having a fight. They do fight, but there's a lot of other stuff going on that brings the fight about. One, Bruce Lee's very cocky, he's very arrogant, he's mean, he's kind of pushing his weight around is what's going on. And he's showing off a lot, and he's trying to get this movie going, he's very superstar, and he's being casted for the Green Hornet, he's the man. And here comes this humbleized monk. And the monk is talking about all this other stuff that's going on, he's a very different kind of man. And then the monk mentions that at one point he says, I can see that he's going to be the future. But how he's going to be the future is what worries me. What he'll bring to the future of martial arts? Will it be something to be bought, to be sold? Will it be an idea, a concept, a life legacy? Will it be commercialized? Will it be for all? And then he says, I see something in him. But it's not there yet. Perhaps he's waiting to be reborn. Now, when they have their fight, it's pretty crazy. And it's a crazy fight. And they also play on the idea that they said there's been reports that when he was fighting that the guy ran away from him. there's a part in there where it looks like you could attain to that, because Bruce Lee keeps punching and punching and punching, and the guy's like, the guy just keeps dodging and moving away until he ends up kind of running up a staircase and then up another staircase, and they're still kind of fighting, but this guy isn't really fighting back much. Then when he gets all the way up the staircase, he's like, Bruce Lee is like, looks like you've reached the end. It's no more running now. And he's like, no, you see, now we begin. And he jumps off this like huge platform and just kind of like floats down, all very magic and shit, you know, like very monk.
Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
In a little bit, but not as exaggerated. And then he lands, and then he turns around and looks, and Bruce Lee's up there looking down like, bitch. Bitch. Because he's like, that was impressive, and now I look like a jackass, and I'm going to look like a putz if I don't jump down there. So he kind of focuses himself for a second, then he jumps down, and he lands, and he's like, see, now you begin to exceed your limitations. And Bruce is like, what limitations? And then they get crazy. They start fighting, and the fight gets really, really fast, and they're kicking and punching like massive hits. And when they get the hits, they're like, boom! And it kind of shakes the camera a little bit, and he's like, oh! And like the spit comes off real slow motion. This was a heavy punch. And then he gets the kick. Bam! And like crap like that. And they have this fucking knockdown fight. And during this fight, he gets Bruce Lee into this headlock where he backs up, and he's about to punch Bruce Lee in the back of the head, which would kill him. But he stops, and he whispers something, and then Bruce Lee breaks out, and then they continue the fight, and Bruce Lee ends up kind of winning in the end, like Bruce Lee could have killed him. And then he stops, and he kind of bows, and man bows, and they're like, okay. And now this whole thing has been brought about. The reason they fought at all was because the Chinese mob they stand to make a lot of money from this fight on the betting circuits and shit like that. Whole lot of crazy money. So they need a winner declared. And the two guys just leave.
So it becomes kind of a draw.
And they're like, we need a winner. We need to know who won. Like, we're into this like millions of dollars now. We need to know what the fuck is going on. And if you don't tell us, then blah, blah, because at the whole time that this is going on, there's this student that found this girl that he really likes, but she's attached to the mob. She's one of the slaves, and she's never going home. But they agreed to release her if these two guys would have this fight. Now, this is interesting. This is where a lot of people miss what the movie was. It's a retelling of Game of Death, as Game of Death was originally intended. Originally, Game of Death was very simple. There was this guy that could not be beat. Bad motherfucker. They take his sister. They take her to the pagoda. Take her all the way up. He's got to go up that pagoda, and he's got to fight each level and beat that ass. That's what it originally was. But all he got to do was film the fight scenes. Then he died. So we got the other movie.
The one where they blatantly did not even cover the fact they were using a cardboard cutout,
yes,
of Lee's face on the actor.
Oh, it's amazing. If you've never seen it, Scott, they do things like they take a cardboard cutout and they paste it to a piece of glass, like on the mirror, and they have the guy stand like he's looking in the mirror.
And when he's looking, you'll notice something. In the back of his head, he had a haircut similar to Lee.
Yeah.
So you would look in the back of, like, if you were like walking up and he had his back to you. Like, okay, it's Lee. Every time he turned around, you'll notice that he had sunglasses.
Big
on.
Aviator glasses that cover 70% of his face.
So you couldn't tell that that was not Bruce Lee or an impersonator.
Except for the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, and then they did weird things like that. And they made like plaster molds of him every now and then when like there's a part where he has to stand and he's like standing very still. And then there's weird cuts where like he'd be fighting somebody and it'll cut back to like a close up of his face and it's an image taken from one of the other movies.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Terrible movie.
This is my opinion.
But what this did was it remade that movie and the original concept, because now we have a girl that's been taken.
Okay.
There's only one way to get her back.
Somebody has to win a fight.
Somebody has to go. No, now somebody has to win the fight, but nobody's willing to agree to this term. As far as they're concerned, the monk says, I did it. He realizes now. I've changed him. His limitations were that he was so stuck in what he was doing. He's probably the greatest martial artist to have ever walked the earth, but he's stuck in one fighting style.
Mm-hmm.
I changed him. I showed him that that one fighting style had limitations. And then it goes to another scene, and he's sitting there, and he's talking with a guy in his school. Now, this is wrong. He was supposed to go home. The journals say he went home, sat there, and said the fight took too long. And he told that to Linda. Now, in the movie, he goes back to his school, and he's sitting there, and he's looking down and shit, and his student comes in, and he's talking to him, and he's like, "What's wrong, man? I thought you'd be happy." And he says, "Fight took too long." It's like something's wrong. Too many fixed positions. Too much tradition in Wing Chun. I need to be more open. I need to be more free. That fight should have took 60 seconds.
I read what Linda said.
Yeah.
And she said that when Lee came home that after the fight, he said a normal fight like that should have only taken a couple of minutes took nearly half an hour. And he's like, that's when he realized that Wing Chun was a style that he no longer wants to pursue. I'm not going to sit there and tell you. I told you at work that he said that it was a worthless style. It's not a worthless style because it does have its...
Well, he was mad about the tradition of it, that it hindered you, that you have to move this way, you have to punch this way, you have to look for these situations, and when the situations don't present themselves, you have to create them, and if the other guy knows that you have to create them, he's not going to give them to you.
This now, was Wing Chun, was that the first martial art he ever mastered?
Mastered, yes, but I do not believe it was the first martial art. He claims his first teacher was his father.
Now, what did his father know? Did they ever say?
Honestly, I cannot remember. It may have been Wing Chun.
Okay. Well, after
But regardless, this fight, now what happened here is this is where the movie changes. We're now moving into Game of Death. It's been a timepiece, kind of, while at the same time it's been playing off the Game of Death that we got. Bruce Lee plays himself. He is Bruce Lee. And there's some bad guys, and Bruce Lee's got to go get them as Bruce Lee. That's where this movie is Game of Death. Now it goes into the original concepts of Game of Death. Now there's a girl involved. And because there's no winner declared, she's going to die. She's going to be taken to a house and sold into sexual slavery. Right now she was just working the restaurants and shit.
But now they're doing the human trafficking.
Now they're going to human traffic this girl because now she has inadvertently cost them a lot of money. Because the student that made the deal that these two guys would fight, he'd got them to agree to it as long as his girlfriend was released. Because he'd been kind of trying to see this girl.
And
now, they agreed, but no victor was declared, so no money can be dealt out. So now they're sitting on millions of dollars that they can't collect because of the gambling circuit. Because there's no winner. They need a winner. They take that girl and they tell this dude, she's never going home. Ever. You get us a winner by midnight, or she never goes home. He goes to both guys, and both guys are like, no. I didn't lose. And no, I didn't win. And no, it was not a draw. It is unfinished. I could have beat him. But at the same time, 4 minutes before I could have beat him, he could have beat me. Neither one of us threw the final punch. Now, this is where we get interesting. In Game of Death, three guys go up the pagoda.
Correct.
A guy that's kind of a joke, a guy that's a decent fighter, Bruce Lee.
I remember this part because for some reason Lee is the only one.
Yeah, because they cut the other two guys out to use the footage with only Lee. Now, in this, three guys go in.
Okay.
They go and just like in the bad Game of Death movie, it's been changed to not a pagoda, it's a restaurant. So it's a restaurant now.
Okay.
They play with that aspect. Now, the student goes there because he's like, I can't get either one of them to do anything, and there's only one way to get the girl now. And he's talking to his friend, and he says, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to get her. And the dude's like, funna die? And he's like, I don't care. He's like, it's wrong. I'm going to go get her. So he goes there. And Bruce Lee goes to this restaurant where Wong Jack Man has been working. And he goes in there and he says, right now, he says, can I ask you something? And he's like, what? And he's like, aren't you supposed to be washing dishes? And he's like, oh, I got a promotion. So they're kind of playing on this little comedy aspect. It's kind of goofy and it's fun, but it adds a little bit of character to what's going on. And he says, right now, my student is at so-and-so restaurant trying to get this girl. I told him it wasn't my problem, but he's going to die. And he's like, and then Wong Jack Man is like, yeah, he is. But that means he finally found something he's willing to give his life for. And the whole time that this movie has been going on, both guys have kind of been training this one dude. Because he was training with Sifu Lee, and then he changed and went over to Hugh Jackman and kind of learned from him, and then went back and then ended up with Hugh Jackman and left Sifu Lee. Master. Now, what ends up happening here is he goes to that restaurant to beat that ass. He gets ass beat. He doesn't make it very far up the pagoda. He makes it to level 1. And they just beat that ass and threw him the fuck out on the street. And he's sitting there all beat up and he's like, oh, oh. And he's laying against the brick wall and he can barely move. He's screwed up like hardcore. And this car pulls up. And both Hugh Jackman and Bruce Lee get out. Now they're a team. Now we're entering comic book heroes teaming up. Fucking, we got Piccolo and Goku now. That's what this is.
Helping poor Krillin.
And then they go up and he says, oh, don't get up. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And they're like, you are a sad representation of our teaching. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Because he's beat all the shit. And then they go in there. And they walk in and they're together. And all of a sudden these other guys that just beat that dude up come around the corner like, what? What, you gonna walk into our restaurant like you're some kind of hard ass? And they're like, they look at each other like, is this guy fucking for real right now? And so they look back at him and he's like, you better beat it. And then Lee is like, what do you think, Jack? Should we beat it? And he's like, yes. And they just proceed to whoop ass across the bottom level of the pagoda restaurant. Bam, bam, kicking ass. Boom, boom, kick every ass. Then they proceed up a staircase to go to the second floor. And two more guys come out. These guys are more hard ass. They fight those guys. And put those guys down fast as shit. And then the dude at the bottom is like, hey! He's like, I bet you never seen this in the Chopsocky flicks. And he takes a gun out. One of the dudes that just got his ass whooped at the bottom of the stairs. And he's like, I'm going to tell you something right now. He's like, this is the part they don't show you in the movies. And then the third student guy comes up and he's like, psh, and hits him with a bottle and knocks that dude the fuck out. And takes the gun. And they're like, thanks. And he's like, yeah. I got this. He's a beat up hat. So then they go up the stairs. Now we're in the top level of the pagoda, so the hardest motherfuckers come out. And during the fight, Hugh Jackman gets knocked to the bottom, and he's fighting at the bottom level, and Bruce Lee, as a symbolic idea, has ascended. He's still fighting at the top. And at the top, to overcome his opponent, you begin seeing the fundamental ideas that will build Jeet Kune Do. His fighting style that he's been using the whole movie changes. He starts bouncing. He makes those noises. He throws feints. He intercepts attacks and gets really crazy. And he takes this guy out. And then Hugh Jackman, he takes his guy out. And then they meet, and then Bruce Lee's looking down. He jumps down to join the bottom level again. And kind of shows off like, yeah, I did that. Just like you did, I did it. And then they go up the stairs to the top, and there's the big bad guy, which just like in the bad game of death is some old dude.
Yeah, it says the fight with Kareem was much better.
Right. Well, once again, there's an old dude in a chair. And so they get up there, and he's talking like, so who won this fight? Because the girl's not here. And I just assume kill her if you don't tell me who won the fight. And they talk about it a little bit. And then it comes to the decision that Bruce Lee won that fight. And then to completely signify the birth of the dragon, at the very start of the movie, you see the dragon kick done by the monk. It's a very deadly, forbidden art that's done, and when he uses it, they expel him from the order. Because he almost kills somebody with it in a demonstration match. It's very, very, very no-no. Well, in the end of this movie, towards the end of this movie, rather, not the end, towards the end of this movie, you get to see the dragon kick done by Bruce Lee. And when he does it, Hugh Jackman says, was that? And he says, I don't know. You're the master. You tell me. And he just walks out. And they tell this old guy, they say, here's the deal. Bruce Lee won that fight. But you can only print it if you set all the girls free. Everyone. Every single one of them. And the operation, it ends. No more. Not a single other girl ever comes in into this position. And if they do, we'll move against it. We'll move against it and we'll deny what you print. And they're like, and the old man is like, okay, but the woman who runs the slave operation, you can see it in her face. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Because this is where I make my money. And now I'm pissed. Now she doesn't do anything. She just looks really pissed, which plays into the aspect that all these people that believe that the mob had something to do with killing him, well, he screwed her for the rest of her life. Her business is nil now.
If it was the truth and Lee was murdered, it took him 9 years to do it.
Right, but this movie was not meant to be a timepiece, and it was not meant to be a Bruce Lee story. It was meant to be a Bruce Lee story. And it is. The legend that is built up around Bruce Lee is out fucking rageous. And this movie was not about the man. It was about the legend, signified at the end of the movie when he's sitting there talking to the people, and they said, so I hear you actually got casted for that movie. And he says, yeah, but I've been thinking about it. I don't want to be a star anymore. So I think I'm going to be a legend. Well, there you go. The whole movie is about the legend that surrounds Bruce Lee, not about the actual man. This was a superhero film. And what's popular right now? Superhero films. And what's the closest thing to an actual superhero we had?
We had Bruce Lee, who, in my opinion, was our Superman.
Like, it's wild how much this movie is getting slammed. But believe it or not, if you know what you're looking for, this movie was brilliant. It took the legendary comic book features of Bruce Lee, the story, the myth, made a movie about that and built it into a real world thing that happened. And it's an origin story for a superhero. He is born again. He develops his fighting style. He is humbled by a greater warrior and then proceeds to exceed that warrior and become selfless. He starts in one place where he's like, it's about me, motherfuckers. You see, he says, I got the chance to meet a living legend. What are you talking about? You see me every day. That's his attitude. At the end of the movie, completely different. He has ascended. He has become a hero.
Wait. This kind of seems familiar.
It's an origin story.
No. The main guy being a cocky ass at the beginning, and at the end, not.
It should sound familiar. It's happened millions of times.
Because I think there was a Jet Li movie that was that way, too.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. This is a common storyline. Fearless is the same thing. Jet Li, Fearless. He's an angry, cocky, moving upward, ever-expanding martial artist that could have exceeded to greatness, but in his haste to be the best, he killed a man in cold blood, basically. And then he has to suffer through and it tears his life down, and then by the end, he's a humbled, more powerful man because of what he went through. And that's when you get to the boxing matches and everything at the end.
Well, I think the one I'm thinking about was Jet Li's like part of this group. He was cocky, and then something happened with his family. He went into like a village, spent some years there.
Fearless. He ruined his family. He killed another master in cold blood in the restaurant. He punched him with that twist punch and broke his back out.
Okay. Oh, okay, now I get it. Okay, I'm also thinking about that Unleashed one as well, but that's something else.
Yeah, but that's what this movie was supposed to be. And it wasn't until halfway through the movie that I realized it. Because watching the movie, at the first half of the movie, I had a lot of the responses other people had. I was like, that's not Bruce Lee. That's wrong. That's wrong. This doesn't look right. I was like, what exactly are they going for here? And then, about halfway through this movie, dude, it just hit me. I was like, oh, this is Game of Death.
The good, not the bad.
Not only is it Game of Death, it's a Game of Death that we should have had. And it's Bruce Lee playing Bruce Lee. And this movie, believe it or not, this movie's brilliant. If you know what you're going in to see, this movie is brilliant. If you go in expecting that this is a period piece, you will be disappointed, because that's not what you're actually going for.
Well, one of the good things I heard about this is the fight scenes.
Oh, they're tremendous.
Yeah.
I have a question now. Now that we've gotten the plot pretty much down, I still want to see it. I wanted to see it before you even told me, but now that you've told me the plot, somewhat of the plot, there's probably still more to it you don't know.
I left parts out, yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking, I really, really want to see this now.
It's really cool.
Now, I will tell you that I was the guy who plays Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
How close does he resemble Lee?
There are times he really looks the part. There are times he really, really looks the part.
At the end of the movie, when he's finally... He had obviously,
and he tears the shirt off thing. Is that what you're going for?
When he's bouncing around, this is the beginnings of the style of Jeet Kune Do that he will eventually.
It's believable.
Does he sound like I'm?
Yeah, yeah. And there are other parts while they're building up to that moment. They never let him do that in the early parts when he's doing all of his stuff. He does not howl because he's not him yet. But when he's reborn during that fight,
right?
When he's reborn during that fight, there's a moment where he gets kicked and he kind of falls back, and the everything goes silent, and he fucking screams, and you could see it in his face that he's letting out that battle cry wail, but they don't let you hear it. And then all of a sudden his fighting style goes nuts, and it's like he got a power up. He jumps in and he's way more badass than he was. That is his moment of rebirth.
We see it in,
hence, Birth of the Dragon. The dragon is the superhero-esque presence, the legend of Bruce Lee. Not the story of Bruce Lee, the man. This was about the dragon.
That is, the fact that, now, was this movie in English, or was it subtitled?
English. Yeah, the whole thing's in English, and it's not voice acted. It's in pure English.
So it's not one of the whitewashing movies. These are actually Asian fighters.
Unless you're talking about Bruce Lee's school, then it's blacks, whites, Hispanics. All
well, he taught a school in America,
yeah.
So yes.
In fact, that's why he believes Hugh Jackman is there, is because he believes that he's been sent to challenge and demean Bruce Lee's school. To tear down everything that Bruce has been working to build up.
Because he's teaching people that are not of Asian descent?
Yes,
because
he's teaching the Guai Lo.
Outsiders?
Yes.
I get it. Traditional Chinese martial arts are supposed to be...
And even Hugh Jackman goes through an awakening during this movie, where he's kind of inspired by the hero, because when he first gets there, he's like, I saw his school. He's like, Kung Fu belongs to the Chinese. And he's very much like, this is wrong. What he's doing is wrong. And it's kind of like they both go through a type of spiritual awakening in their own way. And at the end of the movie, once they both kind of awaken, they become an unstoppable team.
And that's something that's sad. When you look at the fact that before, not it was only like 2 weeks ago that I even knew that Hugh Jackman was even was somebody.
Yeah. You know,
because in my mind,
you said Hugh.
What I'm.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. That's just, what I keep hearing.
Just changed. No, it's Wong. It's Wong Jackman.
But
or
I keep
Mon.
Hearing Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, everybody.
When
hears that.
When I needed to know how to spell the, I mean, when I needed to know the name, I went to Google and I put it in, and it gave me Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, you didn't fight Lee. You're Wolverine.
You're Wolverine.
I don't know how a fight between you and Bruce Lee would turn out.
I know you as a large motherfucker against Bruce Lee, small. You go down.
Yeah.
No, when I think of Bruce Lee, I thought like, man, this guy was unstoppable. Everything I've read or I've seen or I've watched or whatever, he was unbeatable.
Yeah.
He fought at the time in the 70s. He fought against America's number one fighter in Chuck Norris.
Oh, by the way, Chuck Norris? Not Chuck Norris, but a guy playing him in the movie.
In the 60s and 70s.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you know Bruce Lee, if you've watched all of his movies, stay and watch those credits. Not like to the very end, but the beginning credits.
After they show a few credits and then it goes to the first after credit scene?
There's no after credit scene.
Okay.
But there's after credits clips. There's during credits clips. Like when the credits first come up.
Like the Jackie Chan.
Yeah, there's stuff happening. And it's really cool because if you know you're Bruce Lee, they let this guy redo moments from the Bruce Lee movies.
That's
and
excellent.
One of those movies, there's a dude, and you don't get to see his face, but he's kind of hopping, and he's got a hairy back and a bushy ass hairdo, 70s
Chuck
hair.
Chuck Norris.
And he takes that kick where Bruce Lee keeps like lifting his head, and he's like bam, bam, bam into his face. That one moment right there where he gets the five kicks back to back, and Chuck Norris falls backwards. That gets remade in this movie during the end credits, and you get to see a bunch of those. Like, you get to see stuff from Enter the Dragon, Return of the Dragon, Chinese Connection, The Big Boss, Fists of Fury. You get to see all of these movies, moments from these movies, with this actor who's doing Bruce Lee in those roles.
So are they hinting at possibly continuing this Bruce Lee, then?
I would imagine this movie's a flop.
Okay.
I would imagine I'm one of the only people out there that's willing to do a 40-minute podcast that says, please watch this.
I am.
Because I went into that theater.
It is a limited run, too. So
I went into this theater.
Wait, it's limited run?
Yeah.
I might actually go see it later.
You got, like, no time.
I'm probably going to go see it today.
Like, oh, sweet, tell me. Tell me if you do.
You're going to go again?
It's that fucking good.
Okay. I might actually go later today because
she's, I'm not even going to see, like, Michelle's going to work like 12 to 9.
Yeah, I
won't see her at all.
I'll probably end up going to see it later.
But yeah,
I wouldn't
dude,
mind seeing it, but
it's good. Everybody's dogging it, but I think the guys that are dogging it don't know what they went to see. It's my only guess is they don't know what they went to see.
When they think of Birth of the Dragon.
But I didn't either. I didn't. It was halfway through the movie that it like I had like an awakening, just like they had awakenings.
Well, when I heard the movie Birth of the Dragon, I'm like, at first I was like, oh, another martial arts movie. That's cool. And then it was like, and then I saw it was like it was about Bruce Lee. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. What's up with Lee? You know, he's been dead for over 40 years, and we're now making another movie. I mean, we saw what happened the last time they tried to make a movie without him. That was awful.
It was awful.
He's been dead decades now. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so I read the synopsis. I'm like, and then after you told me about that dude, I read the synopsis. Like, oh, he's fighting that guy.
Yep.
The only guy to ever truly challenge him.
Right. It's massively debated. Depending on who you talk to and what circles you're talking, people believe there's a group of people that say that Wong Jackman won that fight. Then there's a big group of people, including Linda, who say Bruce Lee won that fight. And then there's a group of people that say that it was a tie. From what I understand, it was a limited amount of people that were let into the room. The mass of people, there are two people that believe it ended in a draw and nobody won. Okay. There's a smaller group that say that Wong Jackman won.
Okay.
the largest portion of people that were in the room claim Bruce won that fight. Well, and Bruce is then accredited in Linda's diaries.
In her biography about him.
Yes, as saying that they went home that night and he sat on that front porch looking pissed. And she left him alone for a while. And she said she went out there after about a half an hour or something, and said, "What is going on? I thought you'd be happy that you won." And he was like, "The fight took too long." And that was the birth of Jeet Kune Do, as he said, too many fixed positions in Wing Chun, too much tradition, too much backhold. He was like, "I know everything that's wrong. Now I have to fix it." He was like, it wasn't, he was like, "It's not him, it's me. I'm mad at me, because it took me so long to see the flaw. Yeah, I know all of it."
The fight was nearly half an hour.
Yeah.
And in a fight like that, no fight goes that long.
No fight goes that long.
Boxing's one thing.
But there are rules and regulations that keep a fight moving. These were two guys in a warehouse fighting.
Street fighting.
And somehow the fight drug on for a half an hour.
And you can't do that because if Bruce Lee would have had Jeet Kune Do at that time, the fight would have been over with. If Wong Jackman would have lasted a minute, that was impressive.
Right. And that's what he said, is that the fight should take no more than 60 seconds. And it just so happens that there was another man that he fought in his official record. There's another man that he fought afterwards where he did it in less than 60 seconds. In fact, just for the sake of, see those papers right there behind you? Pick those up.
This one?
Yep, those ones. Hold on, people.
I was going to ask, because I remember the Dragon movie.
The Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
The Bruce Lee story.
They came out in like the 90s, yeah.
But it's like, I don't think this, any mention of this fight really came up during that movie.
It's
it?
Because it's no. not, it's
that,
it was
that movie a, takes place far after.
They glazed over it by creating a fake character for him to fight in the warehouse.
It's a unsanctioned fight.
His actual fights, in 1955, he fought William Chung in Hong Kong. It was an exhibition. The results do not matter. In 1957, he fought Wong Shun Leong, Hong Kong exhibition. The results do not matter. In 1958, he fought Pu Cheng in Hong Kong, KO, second round. Referee was Wong Shun Leong. This was a boxing tournament. He then, in 1958, fought Yang Huang in Hong Kong. He got a KO in the first round in the amateur boxing tournament of China. He then fought Liao Lu in Hong Kong, KO, first round, amateur boxing tournament. He then fought Shin Yeon, Hong Kong, KO, first round, amateur boxing semifinals. He then fought Gary Elms, Hong Kong, KO, third round, amateur boxing tournament finals.
Now that guy lasted a little while.
Then, in 1960, he fought an unknown fighter in Seattle, Washington, KO, first round. Lee scored a kick with a back fist in a street fight. That was the style of the fights, by the way. In 1960, in Seattle, Washington, he had another street fight, KO first round, unknown competitor. In 1962, he fought a man named Uichi in Seattle, Washington, KO first round, referee was Jesse Glover. In 1963, he fought another unknown fighter in Hong Kong, KO. In 1964, Wong Jack Man in Oakland, California, the fight is controversial. Results of this fight are still disputed to this day, with some sources claiming the fight ended in a draw, and some claiming that it was a win for Lee. Some also debate that Wong Jack Man won this fight. His very last fight is recorded. These are all the official. He had other fights. These are the only official record recorded actual fights with legitimate results. 1973, he fought a kung fu fighter in Hong Kong as a demonstration of Jeet Kune Do. He fought a master. KO, 30 seconds. Then died.
That's so. If you look at his record, official records that have been that are documented, Lee has technically never lost.
And yes, I like Bruce Lee enough to keep his fighting records in my recording studio. Because I know that was probably weird that all of a sudden I just had you turn around for papers. But yes, those sit right there.
Oh,
they're on my bookshelf all the time.
The year that he fought Wong Jackman, he got married to Linda, 1964.
Yep.
It's amazing, 9 years of marriage before he... 32.
32.
32 years old.
32, permaflex shape, dead.
So I've lived longer.
Yes, you have.
Than Bruce Lee.
Yes, you have.
Bill has lived longer.
I've lived longer.
I'm only 29. I got a couple of years.
Yep.
But yeah, it's crazy to think that. It's crazy to think that.
Yeah, if this movie would have been about the man, I would have been pissed. But it took me half the movie to realize it, but when I realized it, this is not about Bruce Lee. This movie is not a Bruce Lee movie. This movie is about Bruce Lee, the dragon, the myth, the legend. It's essentially a comic book film, it's awesome.
That's what interests me. That's why I want to see it.
So that's this. I don't think there's anything else to say on it, because really we're only supposed to talk about the movie in this What's Up. So 46 minutes is well more than enough information for you to make your own determination, and we're done here. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.